أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Let's see our one tafakkur activity of this week. The word of this week upon which we have to ponder upon. Think about yourself that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for us. The word we have is nazala. Word anzalna came in the ayah we already have memorized. So we will ponder over it inshallah wa ta'ala. So the word is anzalna. وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا وَأَنزَلْنَا is a verb and أَنزَلْنَا is from نَزَلَ past tense which means he was descended or he came down and it comes as was sent down systematically orderly in sequence when it comes in form 2 then it becomes Nazzala, he sent down. See, one word is come down and the other is to sent down, meaning someone sends it. For to come down, Nazzala and Tanazzala words are used. Nazzala meaning come down, a common word, and coming down of something from height. And this word is used very commonly. In Quran, it came, وَمَا يَنزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا And whatever thing comes down from the sky and whatever climbs towards it. You must have heard when Ustaza ji does tafsir. نَزَّلَ يُنَزِّلُ تَنزِيل So this is the same word, نَزَّلَ. Means he sent down. Meaning sent down slowly and gradually. The way Quran was sent down on Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam's qalb slowly and gradually from the worldly sky in 23 years. For that word, nazzala comes. The way in Quran it comes, tabarakalladhi nazzala al-Qur'ana ala abdih. Right? Then one more word comes, anzalna, about what we will ponder upon today. Root word of all is same, noon, za, lam. But when it goes in different chapters, then the meaning of it is changed. When anzalna goes into chapter af'al, then it means sent down right away, meaning sent down at once. It has uniformity in it, the way Quran was sent down from Lohi Mahfuz to the worldly sky at once and in uniformity. Coming down at once and coming down with uniformity, both are for Quran, that it is sent down. But both are different. One is nazala and the other is anzala. In Quran, it comes for sent down once. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. In it is anzalnahu. Another word which comes is tanzil. Nazala yunazzilu tanzil. It is when there is graduality in it. Meaning sending down little by little gradually. This book came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the owner of all the worlds, not made by anyone else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown his signs in the book, and everything is written openly. How did it reach us? Through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, through Jibreel Amin alayhi salam. As it come in Quran, In Surah Zumr, تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم. So word is same, but when it enters in a different chapter, its meaning keeps on changing. Now when you will recite any word in Quran from Nazala, you will notice and ponder whether it is from word Anzala, Nazala or Tanzil. By that, we get the idea that what it means in regards to Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, we sent down. All of the authority is of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the summary of the whole talk? That it is one word and when it enters into different chapters, its meanings keep on changing. Example, nazala, it came. Nazala, came down slowly and gradually from worldly sky to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam's heart. It came gradually, meaning in 23 years. Next word is anzala, sent down at once, right away. It came only once, right away, and that is from Lohi Mahfuz to the worldly sky. Right? Once. One more word is tanzeel. It also means little by little, gradually, systematically. These words are very beautiful. When you will ponder over them, then the translation and understanding of Quran will not be difficult at all. And we fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hikmah, that with such love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us each and every word. When you develop the understanding of the words, only then you will understand Quran better. Quranic words talk. They have sense. They move you. See, the more you ponder, the more easily you will understand them. We teach you one way of doing this, but you can come up with something else too. When you will ponder, you can look at it with a different angle. So think about it 4 to 5 minutes and do spend part of the day after memorizing. Leave all your chores and quietly sit at a place consciously thinking, especially at the Hajj time, as that's the best time. Learn to ponder over just one word at a time. You will see how much ease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and grant us the blessings of His kalam and ability to put all in our actions. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ نَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَنَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.